It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. We have a busy episode ahead, so what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A video appeared on social media over the last while by a citizen journalist. We use that word to describe this man, because that's how he describes himself. And the citizen journalist was standing outside the Talla Hospital. And in the background, behind this citizen journalist, while he was recording his video, is three flagpoles. On one of the flagpoles is the Irish flag in the middle. On another one of the flagpoles is the Pride flag flying outside Talla Hospital. And there was a third flag, not quite sure what it is, but it could be for the hospital itself. Not quite sure what the third flag is. Well, anyhow.
So why do you think, before we get into Philip Dwyer's video, why do you think organisations is the wrong name for a hospital. Organisations. Why do you think organisations do fly the Pride flag during the month?
Now, because it is Pride month.
Yeah. Now, we have never done it. Our Facebook page, where we have nearly, is it 200,000 or whatever followers on our Facebook page, we've quite a big community. We've never changed the picture to the Pride flag. And the reason we haven't is because if you listen to us, you know that myself and Adrian are pro-LGBT. Like, we are left, a bit left. But no, not left.
We're just tolerant.
We believe in each of their own. And the one thing that does annoy me about Pride Month is when companies do change their logo and they put the Pride colours on it. What difference is that going to make? You know what I mean? And then they get rid of it as soon as the month is over. And as well, if you've noticed, guys, a lot of multinational companies, yeah, that are based here and are also based in the Middle East, like certain car company, will use the Pride flag on their logo for their Irish website. They won't put it up on the Middle East website.
No, I understand that.
So you're
asking why. Why would Talla Hospital fly the Pride flag outside the hospital?
Yeah. Okay? I just want to know as a matter of interest.
I should imagine, I can't speak for Talla Hospital, but I would imagine it's to show support for the LGBTQ community. Staff members in the hospital
would be.
Yeah. Patients would be. So it's to show that all are welcome and embraced. That's what I think is the reason behind them flying the flag. But again, I can't speak for them because I haven't spoken to them.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, in Philip's video... Philip is coming on, by the way, and a lot of people are already criticising us for having Philip Dwyer on. Now, those of you who listen to this podcast regularly will know that myself and Adrian are very critical of that man. So fair play to him for coming on to a podcast where, you know, I wouldn't come on to a podcast where people were knowingly critical of me. But in order to get both sides, we have to find out what his beef actually is.
Okay, so anyway, here's Philip Dwyer, a video recorded outside Talla Hospital with a Pride flag on one of the flagpoles.
As I said, this flag represents young, promoting young children, puberty blockers to young children, you know, telling young children that they can change from a boy into a girl, you know, hijacking the gay community, as they say. A lot of gay people are not fond of this flag at all. So if I was you folks, please get on to the hospital administrators, email them, tell them that you're not happy with this flag. I'm a Christian man and I'm offended by that flag. And if you can imagine old people coming into this, who are devout Christians, who are coming into this hospital, some of them are spending their last minutes, hours, days within these walls, and they come in and they see this flag, anti-Christian, anti-family, pro-abortion flag in their hospital. You know, what is this about? There are only two genders. This flag represents, you know, it's telling you that there's multiple different genders. This is a medical hospital, guys. And of all people, they should be the ones not indulging in this crazy, this degenerate ideology.
Now, that is a man who brands himself citizen journalist. That is Philip Dwyer. That video was filmed outside Talla Hospital, where, as I said, on one of the flagpoles, the Pride flag is flying. It is Pride Month during June. The Pride Parade, for example, takes place next weekend in Dublin City Centre. And many companies and organisations embrace Pride Month, and they fly the Pride flag and so on in various locations around the country. Now, Philip Dwyer, as you heard in that video, is offended by that flag.
Now, the one thing that he did say, and I'll tackle him over this, is he said, you know, people are coming to the hospital and they could be offended by it. Now, my answer to that would be, if my leg was hanging off or I was on my last breath and I was being brought to a hospital, the last thing on my mind would be to look up at the three flagpoles at the front of the hospital and go, oh my God, one of those flags is a... No, my main concern if I was going to a hospital, and in fact most people's main concern if they're going to a hospital, is I need to be treated quickly. I wouldn't care what flag was hanging outside the hospital once they looked after me and gave me proper treatment. But there you go, that's just me. But anyway, as we said, we put it out there on social media to ask Philip if he wanted to come on. I'm very surprised that he has agreed to. I think, I will say this, fair play to him for coming on to a podcast that would be not aligned with his beliefs, let's just put it that way.
And we'll be talking to Philip Dwyer in just a moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Philip Dwyer, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hello guys, and thanks for having me on, Jeremy and Adrian. Yeah,
no worries at all. As I said, we're surprised that you did come on, but fair play to you. And we'll be.
Can I just say before we get into this, would you do me a favor? Because I've seen a lot of these radio, maybe mainstream. Let's call yourselves mainstream. Have guests on that come on and they talk kind of, you know, too much common sense maybe, and they get shouted down. Would you maybe a promise that you're not going to shout me down when I give my thoughts and opinions, that we can have an adult discussion about this?
We will agree that we will have an adult discussion and you won't be shouted down, okay?
Thank you very much. All right. Appreciate that.
Philip, you're standing outside Tala Hospital. You video three flagpoles in the background. One of the flags on one of the flagpoles is the Pride flag. The Pride flag can be seen all over Ireland over these weeks of June. And this has happened for the last number of years because it is Pride Month. How does that flag outside Tala Hospital offend you?
I mean, like, where do you want me to start here? How long have you got?
Well, it's a flag.
First of all, how is it in the remit of any medical organisation, hospital, the HSC or whatever, to promote people's sexualities, to promote mental illness, which transgenderism is? It's gender dysphoria, which is a genuine mental illness that it's been diagnosed and it's been talked about for, you know, decades in the psychiatric profession, which, you know, people think that they can change their gender from male to female, you know, which is absolutely absurd. It's just impossible. Why would a hospital promote that? Why would a hospital promote what people do in their bedrooms at nighttime, you know, sexually or whatever? Why is that? Why would you be doing it for a month even?
Okay. Sorry, just to cut across it for clarity. Now, the WHO have stated, as you know this, they've stated many, many times that it is not a mental illness. They have not classified. Now, your feelings on trans set aside. The expert, but the experts have said, the World Health Organization have said it's not a mental illness. But if it is a mental illness, if you believe that being gay or being trans, whatever, is a mental illness, surely the best place to put the flag up would be at a place where people go to get help and to, you know, to get treated, would it not?
No, you don't indulge somebody in a delusion if you're trying to help them. If you want to help somebody, it's like if a child comes into hospital with anorexia, you don't tell that child that they're fat. You know, you don't tell that person in a mental situation or mental health situation that who thinks they can change from a boy into a girl. That needs proper counselling, proper compassion, proper love. This ideology, this flag represents and is supported and shown by people who purport and encourage children to go to places like the Tavistock Clinic, places like that, and they can have they can take puberty blockers and they can have transgender surgery down the road.
Phil, that flag that was flying outside and I assume is still there outside Tallaght Hospital was the pride flag. It wasn't the trans flag. The trans flag is a completely different flag, which is the pink and blue stripe flag. So they're two different flags.
The LGBT flag is that one that's outside the
rainbow flag.
It represents lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgenderism. That's what that flag is promoting. Okay, and going back to the WHO organization as well, is this the WHO organization that has pushed this COVID nonsense on people and wants to mandate full control over the whole world if another so-called pandemic breaks out? That they've no credibility whatsoever. In America, Donald Trump has removed America from the World Health Organization. I don't regard them people as experts.
Okay,
let me Jay, you're interrupting me now. Sorry,
here I'm having the conversation.
The World Health Organization is to me has no credibility whatsoever. So and then they're a captured organization as well that are promoting these divisive, let's call them luxury ideas, you know, that this LGBT stuff. And who really cares what somebody does with their with themselves in the bedroom? Whether they want to dress up as a boy or a girl. Yeah, go ahead and do that. But don't inflict it on children and force people.
Another thing you said in your video, like they do in their jobs,
where you cannot say anything negative about the LGBT community. You have me on here because you think it's outrageous I made this video outside the hospital.
That's actually not true. We are talking to you because I want to understand, and I genuinely mean this. I want to understand how a flag flying on a flagpole outside a hospital offended you. You describe it as anti-Christian, anti-family, and pro-abortion. Now, how you can pull all of those things into one flag, I want to know why it offends you.
Because the people who promote this flag stand for those ideas. They're pro-abortion, they're anti-family, and they're pro change in your gender, let's say.
That's not true. I have a very good friend who is gay and who waves the pride flag proudly.
Proudly.
In fact, he voted.
What's he proud of?
He's proud of his sexuality.
Why should you be proud of your sexuality?
Are you not proud of being a straight man? I'm sure you're proud of it.
I'm not proud of it. No, pride is a sin.
No, but you're not ashamed of it, are you?
I don't go waving a flag saying that I'm heterosexual.
Okay.
I'm a heterosexual.
But you don't have to, Philip, because heterosexual people have never been discriminated against in the way in which the gay community has been discriminated against.
The young kids with red hair and freckles get discriminated against. So I don't know your point. I don't know anyone who discriminates against gay people. Okay. It just doesn't exist.
Okay, but Philip,
when was it last that gay people were discriminated against in this country?
But you look at the...
Give me an example.
Just look at the trolling that goes on every month during Pride, that people get triggered by a flag, get triggered by gay people. We've had many podcasts on it. Adrian alluded earlier on, Philip, to the fact but Adrian said at the start of this podcast that maybe the flag is just flying there to let the LGBT staff who work in the hospital know that, listen, we're an inclusive company and we welcome all people. And that gay people that come to the hospital, it's not funny. That gay people who come to this hospital,
it's hilarious.
Well, you don't believe in inclusion. Do you not believe in treating everybody? Because you are a Christian.
Oh, here we go now. Here you go. You're going to stuck me into this thing of inclusion and equity. Do you not believe in equity and inclusion? Of course I do.
What I'm saying to you, Philip, is the one thing that can be said about you is that you are a Christian man and you believe you regularly say that you're a Christian, and I assume you read the Bible, and you assume you're quite religious. The Bible.
I wouldn't say I'm quite religious. I'm a Christian man, and that's it. I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm you know, expert on the Bible
Well, the one thing we all know about the Bible, it says treat every man equally and every man, and that God was made in his own likeness, and that God made man in his image and stuff like that.
Is that the way you treat me when you're talking on your podcast over the last number of years? Is that the way you treat me? You've talked about me in your show and been very derogatory towards me in your show over the last couple of years there. This is the first time I've been asked to go on, and I appreciate you asking me to go on, but you don't treat me equally. The Irish people with different opinions equally.
The podcast is called Opinions Matter. If you ever listen to the podcast, you will hear you never just hear one opinion. And in fact, by very virtue of the fact that we have you on means that we're, you know, we allow other...
Inclusive.
We are inclusive. Yeah, that's exactly what we are.
You are today, yeah. I'll give you that.
But anyway, if it is just for that, if the flag is just being flown to let the staff in the hospital know that, you know, we are accepting of everybody, surely that is the, to quote you, that is the Christian way of doing things.
No, it isn't the Christian way of doing things. That flag represents gay, homosexual sex, lesbian sex, bisexual sex, and transgenderism. Okay, there's no need to be going around promoting that. Why promote that from a hospital of all people?
On the flag.
If the gay community want to go and have a function together and celebrate their lives together in a private area, the RDS or somewhere like that, go ahead, fair play, keep it to yourselves. But the hospitals, I mean, I want to know, does that hospital actually think that there's more than two genders? Because if they do, we're in big trouble in this country.
I don't know.
If the HSD believes that there's more than two genders, well, there's no, these people who represent that flag, Penny and people like that, belong to, that go into schools and preach all this madness to children. You know, and this is what it's about. It's primarily to protect the innocence of children. The child walking past that flag asks their parents, but what does that flag represent? What does the parent say to them? It represents equality and everything else.
I'll answer that question for you, because my kids asked that same question. We were walking down through the city centre. It was actually last year, and there was pride flags up along the Liffey, and one of my kids, it was my middle kid actually, asked Daddy, why are all the rainbow, because kids love rainbow flags, as you know, there's a rainbow Dublin bus that goes around, kids love looking rainbows,
and that's who they're coming after, the kids with the rainbow flags. They want, the colours are lovely, they're coming after kids to indoctrinate them into this degenerate ideology.
You can't indoctrinate someone into being gay. You're born gay, so you can't indoctrinate them in the same way. Phil, if I flag it,
is that an expert opinion you're given
Philip, do you genuinely, in your heart and soul, believe that the use of the pride flag is trying to encourage young people to be gay? Is that what you believe?
It's symbolism. The people who were behind that symbolism, and symbolism is very important. I don't see them. There was a huge turmoil when people were putting Irish flags up and proudly waving Irish flags over the last year or two here. And probably you guys are one of them. And talking about, if I saw a flag outside a home in Ireland, I'd think that there was racists or fascists living in that house. And there's some to be a big problem with the Irish flag, but this gay flag, you guys seem to be offended about me being critical of it.
That wasn't the question I asked you. The question I asked you is, do you genuinely believe that that flag is being used to recruit people to be gay?
To recruit them, yes. To indoctrinate them, yes. Absolutely. To propagandize the whole thing. Absolutely, I do, yeah. And you don't see it in your schools.
What is your message then to Talla Hospital? Because it was outside Talla Hospital you recorded that video.
My message to Talla Hospital is take that flag down. You have no business. It's not in your remit to promote sexual ideologies and sexual preferences.
Philip, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago.
You're interrupting me again.
I'm having a conversation.
No, that's interrupting, but go on.
Do you want me to just let you talk non-stop and not have a conversation?
You have me on as a guest. You said I can come on here as a guest, want to hear what I have to say.
With a guest, we have conversation, okay? It goes back and forward.
Go on, ask the question.
My question is, being gay or being lesbian is not an ideology. You've just described it as an ideology, and in the same breath, you say that gay people aren't discriminated against. Describing somebody who is gay as somebody who is living by an ideology is just wrong.
And as well, how could a flag recruit people? Does that mean if I hang a Manchester United flag outside my house that I'm going to recruit all the kids in the area to support Manchester United? I mean, yeah, I think, Philip, you're giving a lot more power to a flag than is warranted. Flags do not recruit people. My daughter looking at the flag.
All right, we're gonna spend how many 5 minutes talking about the flag recruiting people. It's promoting the ideology. That's what it's doing.
Okay, so but again, my question to you was, Graham, and you haven't answered it yet. Do you believe that being gay is an ideology?
No, I don't think being gay is an ideology, but there is an ideology around this gay, lesbian, transgender movement. And by the way, it looks like the transgender movement has hijacked the gay and lesbian community. A lot of gay and lesbian people don't want anything to do with it. You know, so again, it's all a lot to do with this. It's a globalist ideology. It's to do with dividing people. You see now that you have companies, massive companies, that people like BlackRock and Vanguard, who have these DEI policies, and they kind of push these policies down the line to the companies they own. And it's definitely there to, I think, cause division in the country. It's to demoralize people as well. And it's harmful to children. It corrupts the innocence of children. Children don't need to know about this, and they push this in schools. You probably made reference to it on your show in the past. I went to a creche a number of years ago.
We've regularly made reference to that, by the way.
I'll give you the reality of what happened there. When I was going up to deliver a package up above that place, I noticed that this pride stuff was being painted by the children celebrating Happy Pride Month. Yeah. So I asked the owner of the creche simply, why are you promoting that to toddlers, 2, 3, and 4 year olds?
But it was just,
why should they celebrate Gay Pride Month?
No, but hang on. Well, it wasn't during Gay Pride Month, was it, when you went to that creche?
Of course it was.
How was it?
It was in June 2021.
It's just a lot of people felt you had no right to go to a creche where none of you don't. I mean, did you have a child in the creche at the time, or was one of your grandchildren in that creche?
So hold on. I don't get to speak to, if I see somebody trying to indoctrinate toddlers into LGBTQ plus ideology, I don't have a right to question. As a journalist, I don't have a right to question the owner.
Well, I don't think it was that deep.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it was that deep. I think it was just a child drawn.
Think it was deep, but I mean, you probably don't think very much at all, by the way, judging from the show that she's put on here. But it is very deep, and it is very, it's a bit the destruction of the innocence of a child. Why does a child need to know anything about Gay Pride Month?
Why do they not? Why do they not need to know?
Because some children have no concept of how to protect the innocence of a child.
Philip, some children in those creches have two mammies or two daddies or a gay mammy or a lesbian mammy.
Yeah. Which is a disgrace. Yeah, which is shocking as well. It's terrible.
Right, okay.
That child is going to be given. You think it's okay for a child to have two mothers or two fathers? You think that's okay for the child? That's healthy for the child?
We actually had this conversation, Philip. It was a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about same-sex couples having children. And what we both said then, and we both say now,
same-sex couples cannot have children.
Well, they can adopt.
Are you mentally ill? Are you mentally disturbed?
No, they can adopt.
Sorry,
do you not consider...
No, you said they can have children. They can adopt children, yes, but they can't have children.
Yes, have children as in adopt. Yeah. Bring up children.
So let's be clear about that.
And what we said...
You're coming across now like somebody's mentally ill, that they can have children, as if it's something that's normal.
Let's not get pedantic about words. Have as in raise children. I assume...
If they're important.
Okay, raise children. What we said at the time, and I stand by this, is once both parents are loving, give a child a proper upbringing, a safe, loving upbringing. Right. I don't care if it's two men or two women.
It's like the two gay men who were convicted there recently for abusing a child they adopted. Yeah, it's like that.
Horrific.
Is that what you're talking about?
It's a horrific case.
So we don't need to put safeguards against that. God did not create us for two men to have children, or two females to have children. Man and woman make babies and have children. It is completely unnatural. If you go down to the park here, you'll see ducks waddling along between their mother and their father, and they don't have two ganders looking after them, okay? And the little ducklings, it just doesn't happen in nature.
Okay.
And we're the only species that do that.
Okay, so Philip, we've let you had your say about the flying of the Pride flag. Don't agree with nearly everything you said, but
because you're captured there on your show there, because you're not allowed to say...
No, you are allowed.
No, we live in a post-truth world. No, that's what we live in now.
You have had your say, and your say will not be edited. It will be complete in the podcast.
Phil, by the way, it's an independent podcast. We work for ourselves. We don't work for... This podcast is not
mainstream media.
Yeah, so. But guys, just people aren't stupid anymore. We know you're part of the system. You know, it's like a rat in a tunnel. You know, you will go towards where the cheese is if you're in this. You're not going to go to the other side of the tunnel. You're going to go to where the cheese is, guys. What you're doing here.
Right, okay.
You're a propaganda machine. You're a little cog in the propaganda machine destroying this country.
No, Phil, we were nice to Phil. I thought we were very respectful. So there's no need.
I'm in respect to you too.
You actually said you're mentally ill, which you didn't even pick up.
When two people of the same gender have a baby, you need to be mentally ill to believe that. That's what he said, that they have children.
Phil, he didn't say adopt children. Okay, so let's get that straight. Okay, a final question.
Anything else?
Yeah, a final question. Yeah. I always wanted to ask you this, and an honest answer. I know you have children and grandchildren and stuff like that. And if one of them does turn around. I know, I doubt they would come out to you because they know what your feelings are. But if you do end up having a grandchild, that is...
Well, that's a personal slur now they know what my feelings are. But I'm nothing against gay people. Let's get that straight as well. I'm nothing against gay people, lesbian people, or homosexual people. As long as you don't force it down my neck and you don't inflict it on children, I've no problem with that. But when you start doing that, then I have a problem with it.
So let's get that straight. Okay, that's fair enough. Would you accept a grandchild if they do come out to you?
If they do come out, of course accept the grandchild. You will talk to the grandchild and you will be compassionate and you will love that child. You don't indulge a child in a delusion. If the child comes out and tries to tell you that they want to be Superman tomorrow, you don't tell them that they can be Superman. You know, if they want to, you know, be an astronaut, you know, maybe they could be an astronaut. But at the same time, you don't indulge your child in a delusion like that they can change their gender. But you show them love and compassion. That's all they need, love and compassion and understanding. They don't need to be convinced that they can do this.
The vast majority of the kids grow out of it. Okay, Philip, we've let you have your say about the Pride flag and about it being flown outside Tallahassee.
I have my say on my own platforms then, and I get a lot more views than you guys, so I've no problem with that. Brilliant. But I appreciate you having me on.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. There you go. Now, let me bring in some of your opinions and get more of you on the air.
Can I just say about that, just... comparing to many lists, we get 250,000 a month, Phil.
Why are you trying to justify your existence?
No, I'm just saying, he obviously thinks we don't. We get 250,000 listens on the podcast. People will listen to that and still say that we didn't give them a fair... They will. People will actually listen to that and say that we were very horrible to them. I thought that was... We asked them the questions and people are going mad at us having them on. You can't bloody win. If we didn't have them on, it would be a one-sided conversation. These people exist. Okay, he exists. He does have a big social media platform, albeit all people that agree with him. That is the difference between him and us. Our podcast... And that's what makes our podcast, that's why I love our podcast, is because half of you agree with the things we say and half of you hate hearing our opinions and hate the things we say.
Sometimes we disagree with each other.
Sometimes we disagree with each other.
And that's why we called the podcast Opinions Matter. So yes, whether you agree or disagree with what Philip Dwyer had to say.
I just think, as a man who claims to be a Christian, he doesn't hold very Christian values. That's what I'm saying.
Let me bring in Martin.
Afternoon, lads. What we're making on today. The old dog kicker there is 100% right. That flag has been hijacked by the trans community that want to promote puberty blockers for kids, want to promote so many different genders. It's been hijacked, and the people who were behind it in the first place, that fought for years to be seen as normal people, have been left by the wayside thanks to these fuckers. So that's it, lads. He's right about it. And by the way, I don't know why it's flying at a hospital anyway, regardless of it's Pride Month or not. Cheers, lads.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Alex, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, well, I'm good. Thanks for having me on. Well, I'll take one last jibe at Philip there because he made a comment about how many followers he had. He only got 407 votes when he ran in the general election down in Wicklow. So
that's correct.
He isn't actually as well supported as he lets on. And if you go onto his social media, I find that he actually hasn't blocked on social media now. But when I was on his social media, most of his followers are not Irish. There are people living in America and kind of the Bible Belt, people living in the UK, Tommy Robinson-y kind people. But I just laugh when he said, like, oh, gay people are not discriminated against anymore. Like, he would discriminate against gay people if he had a choice. You know, he, without asking him, we all know he would have voted no in the gay marriage referendum. He would discriminate against gay people if he could. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I think a lot of people. No, he said he doesn't discriminate against gay people. That wasn't what I heard in that whole conversation with him. What is
we
your?
We both know he'd have voted no to gay marriage. We both know that.
I don't know what way he voted, but let's go back to the point of the Pride flag and the Pride flag being flown outside. Well, it's Tallaght Hospital that he particularly highlighted.
For me, it's just telling people it's okay to be gay. That's it. It doesn't go any deeper than that. It's just telling people it's okay to be gay. As I said, it was only, 10, 11 years ago, gay people couldn't get married. It was only, 1990-something, it actually became legal to be gay, full stop.
Yes.
So it's just telling people it's changed, it's okay to be gay. You're welcome here.
Okay, and when you hear people, and he's not the only one, people like Philip reading into the flag and its symbolism and what it stands for, do you think that he's reading far too much into it?
Yeah, 100%. He's just looking for clicks and whatever on social media. And deep down inside, he's just annoyed that kind of Christian Ireland has kind of eroded away. They hate the fact that there's so many people kind of living openly gay and they're not Christian, and he can't do anything about it. He can't. You know, he said, oh, they're forcing LGBT onto me, but the reality is he wants to force Christianity onto us. That's my view.
And the thing is, when people use their religion as a way to knock homosexuality, when they say, oh, it's in the Bible, literally the Bible is thousands and thousands and thousands of pages long. It's a big bloody book. There's only about 4 references to homosexuality in the Bible.
There are references to it.
Oh, no, there are references to it, but those references were not... And I need to explain this to people like Phil. The Bible wasn't written by God or Jesus. It was written hundreds of years after Jesus, if you believe that Jesus existed. The Bible, none of those passages were written by God or by Jesus. They were written by other people. Secondly, the thing that annoys me about a lot of Christians is they pick and choose what stuff from the Bible that they want to live by. I mean, I'm sure Philip goes out with a selfie stick and does some work on a Sunday as a journalist. That is against Bible teachings. Also, Philip says that the flag represents pro-abortion. I don't know how you can connect the Pride flag with pro-abortion. But the Bible, if you believe in God like Philip does, God was not pro-life. The Bible is full of stories of God ordering babies and children to be put to death. I've read these things, so I know what I'm talking about. And that is the hypocrisy of the whole thing.
Okay, so let's go back to the Pride flag. As far as you're concerned, Alex, it is just a symbol and being displayed publicly to say to the gay community, we love you, basically. It's okay to be gay.
It's okay to be gay. You're welcome here. And like, regardless of what it says in the Bible, I don't believe in the Bible. You might as well be quoting Lord of the Rings at me. And, you know, if that's what you believe that, that's fine. But don't try to push that onto me or tell me or anyone else, you know, you can't be gay, you can't fly that flag because it offends me and my religion. I don't care. The reality is 70% of the population doesn't care.
Stay there for a second, Alex, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. What did you want to say on this?
I just think it's funny how Christians seem to be more offended by flags than they are by child abuse. Like, there's been systemic abuse in Catholicism, not just in Ireland, but all across the world for the last hundreds of thousands of years. And Christians don't seem to have an issue with that, but they have an issue with a flag. it's a bit wild to me. Like, you know, it's a bit crazy to think that a flag is more offensive than someone hurting a child, someone in a position of power hurting a child and getting away with it. Nobody has ever been convicted properly here. It's crazy.
I think a lot of people agree with everything you just said. But let me ask you about the views of people like Philip Dwyer. And Philip isn't the only one who would have an issue with pride, with the trans community. You've heard all of the things that he said being repeated by other people as well. What do you say to people like Philip Dwyer going on a mad one about a flag flying outside Tallaght Hospital?
I just think that, you know, the opinion that a child or anybody could be influenced by a flag or rhetoric online is insane. Like, or in school, for example, because I know the school curriculum has changed to accommodate teaching about the LGBTQ community, which I think is a good thing because that helps the children in those families feel seen and validated, and to know that their experience and their lives are valid on top of all the other children who have maybe come from straight families, you know, like parents who are heterosexual, children who have parents who are homosexual also deserve to know that their family is valid. Their family is a family just as much as a heterosexual family, maybe. Do you know what I mean? But I think it's funny because I learned about 1940s Germany in school, but it didn't make me a Nazi. I learned about slavery in school. Didn't make me want to be a slave master.
I said this to a friend of mine who is a primary school teacher for 10-year-olds, and we were talking about this, and I asked her, does she have a pride flag up in the classroom? And she actually doesn't. And we got into a conversation, and her words, and this will just sum it up perfectly. If people like Philip think that putting a flag up in a classroom is going to encourage people to be gay, her answer to me was, this is a school teacher, I can't even influence my children to do their homework, let alone change their sexuality. This belief that if a teacher says that's the LGBT flag, be gay, the kids are all going to walk in tomorrow and go, I'm gay. It doesn't work like that.
My sister is a secondary school teacher, so she's working with older children again, and she says the same. It's hard for some of them to even come into school in the morning, but to stay awake during their class. She's not going to influence them to be somebody that they're not. Like, do you know what I mean?
And one of the points that I was making to Philip there a while ago is that Pride and the Pride flag to me also says to children who may be being brought up by two mammies or two daddies or whatever, where their parents are gay, it's also saying to those children, you're welcome, you're normal, your life is normal. And
family is solid. There's not just one type of family. Like, I know the nuclear family was the norm for a long, long time, but it's not the norm anymore. We've got people from different backgrounds and denominations here now, and everybody deserves to feel that they have a place here.
So Alex a moment ago was saying that people like Philip are reading far too much into the pride flag than is ever intended, that all it means is, and these were Alex's words, it's okay to be gay and you're more than welcome.
Absolutely, and that's the thing for me. Like, you know, and I often hear people say, well, we're straight pride. Most straight people have never been oppressed. Most straight people have never had to hide who they truly are for fear of being persecuted or killed. We celebrate pride so that our LGBTQ friends and families know that we care about them and we love them and we want them to have the same rights that we have.
Thanks very much indeed, Emma. Nicole, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicole?
Oh, good. Well, fuming a little bit, but how are you?
Okay, fuming is allowed. What are you fuming at?
I genuinely don't understand what that man's issue is. Like, is he sex obsessed or something? Like, why is he thinking so much about what gay people are doing in a bedroom? Does he think that gay people think about heterosexual sex in that way? Like, I'm absolutely flabbergasted by him.
This is an ongoing problem that people seem to have. Homophobic people, I'm not saying Dwyer is homophobic, but generally homophobic people have a big thing with the act of gay sex. They can't follow that, and that's the problem they have. And I always remind these people as well, straight couples engage in that same act. Straight couples
is not a beautiful sight either.
But if we're going to be blunt about it, anal sex is not just for gay couples. In fact, the straight community practice it as well. And if that's the one thing that you can't get over, just stop thinking, as you say, stop thinking about what couples do in their own bedroom. I mean, when I was talking to Phil there, I wasn't visualising what he gets up to in the bedroom. I don't know what he gets up to in the bedroom.
I just think that's so weird. That is just so fucked up. That's more fucked up than flying a rainbow.
Okay, one of the things that... Well, let me ask you then, Nicole. the Pride flag flies quite prominently in this country and many countries at this time of year because it's Pride Month. We have the Pride Parade in Dublin next week and so on. When you see that Pride flag flying, what do you think?
I feel proud because I'm a gay woman. So I feel proud. That's immediately I feel proud. But I also feel angry that we still don't have the same rights that we need. I also feel sad that people still are pressed about who I am and what I do when they judge me based on that. There's a mixture of feelings, but it should be a happy time. It's meant to be a celebration of the fight and the power that we all gain from equality and being treated the same. I don't see how anybody can look at a rainbow and think of something different. And then using religion as like a security blanket over. We're talking about, like, if we're going to talk about homosexuality in the Bible, it was added in the 1940s by a group of priests that were raping little boys in confession boxes. So, like, what's the point?
So, when you hear people like Dwyer putting up videos, slamming Talla Hospital for flying the Pride flag outside the building, what do you think? You think that this is a ridiculous obsession with a flag, do you?
No, I think it's a ridiculous obsession with not only a flag, but with all, what other people are doing in a bedroom. Like, I genuinely think it's disgusting. I'd put it on the same level as, like, sexual assault and, like, sexual exploitation and stuff. Like, why are you so bothered about what we do in the bedroom? And as you said, like,
Sorry, you there, Nicole? Sorry, Nicole, we've lost you there.
Of the same sex.
Sorry, Nicole. Nicole, your line dropped there. So sorry, can you just say what you were saying again there, please?
I was just saying that, like, I don't see why they're so bothered about people doing a sex act that can happen between straight people while it's done between two people of the same sex.
And especially, and why we have you on there, especially when you think about it, the hypocrisy of it, most straight men love lesbian porn. That's a fact.
Obsessed with it.
Absolutely.
The amount of times I've been in pubs and stuff and men will come up to me and my girlfriends and we let them know straight away, like, sorry, lads, like, we're gay, we're not interested. Like, oh, kiss.
Yeah. Like, there's no straight man that hasn't watched lesbian sex in porn.
Absolutely.
So, let me ask you then, Nicole, one of the things that Dwyer said during our conversation is that the Pride flag isn't just about gay people. It's been hijacked by the trans ideology and all this sort of stuff. What do you say to all of that?
Hijacked. We see it was an aeroplane we were all on. Well, you see, I can't even question him on that because he doesn't know the difference between sex and gender. And I'm not a biology teacher, so he'd have to go and relearn that with a biology teacher of what the difference is between sex and gender. It hasn't been hijacked by anybody. If I was going to say anything is hijacked, I would say that the Pride Parade itself has been hijacked by corporation. So if you were talking about hijacking, it's actually the straight people that are hijacking the Pride Parade, not transgender people who are fighting for their rights for healthcare, not people that are conforming to any sort of gender, whatever they want to do, regardless of what somebody wants to do with their life. They should be proud of that and they should be allowed to express that freely once it's not harming anybody in the process. And I don't see how a man who decides he wants to become a woman or a woman who wants to become a man or me being a lesbian or a man being gay or whatever, I don't see how that harms anybody because heterosexuality hasn't harmed me. It's the reason I'm in the world for starters. It takes a good straight person to make a good gay person. So I don't get it. I just don't get it.
And let me ask you then finally, why do you think we need to fly the flag, the Pride flag every year?
Just to answer your question, and you can answer as well, I would imagine the answer to that is the first 20 minutes of this podcast would be the exact reason we need Pride. That is the exact reason we need Pride.
Yeah, literally. That's what I was going to say, equality. That we're still not seen as the same. We're seen as paedophiles, we're seen as dirty. There's like a flag of like indoctrination, is that the word that he used?
That's exactly the word.
Yep. Like, I actually seen a man comment on one of your Facebook posts the other day. You don't go to the St. Patrick's Day parade and come home a leprechaun.
Nope, like, that's
the exact same thing. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to go to the gay parade and come home gay. Like, you're not going to walk away with a handbag in your hand. It's okay. Nobody's trying to turn you into anything. Do you know what I mean? Just go and be accepting of everybody and love each other. Why not?
Okay, do me a favor. Stay there for 1 second, Nicole, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Jenny.
I'm currently in Talla Hospital having a blood transfusion and I never even noticed any flag when I was going in or out. So Phil has little to be worrying about. That's his only problem. So Lucky Phil.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, yourself, Adrian.
Good, thanks, Brian. Brian, you've heard what Philip Dwyer had to say about the Pride flag flying outside Talla Hospital. You've heard all his opinions. What did you want to say on this? You're a gay man yourself.
Yeah, I was watching that video, and you mentioned the Boston as well. What's that got to do with it?
I have absolutely no idea. No idea whatsoever.
Yeah, and that's what I thought, and that's what confused me. But, I mean, the original reason for Pride was that, you know, to make people aware of, you know, for gay people to try and get their rights, which most of them haven't, were covered by employment law and most things. We're covered under the Equal Status Act. You know what I mean? So we have the same rights.
Okay, so you believe generally that gay people in 2026 Ireland have the same rights as everybody else?
Generally, yes. Yep. That's what I think. And I think it's achieved the same in that regard. We have gay marriage, you know, and that kind of stuff. You know, it took a long time. Now, being gay in Ireland wasn't legalised until 1993.
Mm-hmm. But, that's correct, yep.
That's the thing as well. So,
okay, so let me just stop you there. You said that the reason for Pride was to fight for equal rights and all of that, and you believe that at this stage, in most cases, the gay community has the exact same rights as everybody else. Do you still see a need for Pride? Because I was talking with Nicole a second ago, and she does. She believes it's still important.
I don't know. Like, I mean, all right, fair enough. You know, I think there's a lot more awareness now of people being in TV shows and everything. You know what I mean? And, you know, most celebrities that come out, you know, and that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying it's not needed, but, like, I mean, you had a topic the other day regarding should I bring a 10-year-old to a Pride? I don't know. You know, and that's something I wouldn't be sure about.
Okay, so the Pride flag is flying outside Talla Hospital, and Philip Dwyer has taken great umbrage to this.
Yeah.
What is your view on organisations flying the Pride flag, on government bodies? We saw the Pride flag flying on top of the GPO. What is your view on all of that?
I think it's a bit over the top. You know what I mean? I mean, whatever Pride month, I think a weekend is enough. You know what I mean? I think when they take over a whole month, you know, I think it's a bit. I mean, I'm not too far from it. I think I sent you a photo in earlier. The Department of Agriculture building has the Pride flag on its pillow.
Yeah, saw that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and that kind of thing, you know.
Okay, Nicole, let me just go back to you for a second. And Brian is a gay man, and he's basically saying it's a little bit over the top at this point. Pride dragging on for the entire month of June into July with the flag being flown everywhere. It's a bit over the top. What do you say to that?
Oh, it can be. It's become like Christmas. Like, it's not a day anymore. It's a whole month. Do you know what I mean? Everything, I think, after COVID became very over the top. Do you know what I mean? I think people kind of came out of their shells a little bit more. So Halloween is the whole month of October. Christmas is the whole month of December. And Pride becomes the whole month of June. So it can be very over the top. And I actually saw the post you were talking about the other day about bringing children to Pride. And I actually am, as I said, I'm a gay woman. And I wouldn't bring my niece to Pride. I wouldn't bring her to the Pride.
Why?
I went last year with friends. And I seen people part of the Pride in like gimp suits and stuff. And I just don't think that has a place at the parade, and I wouldn't want my niece to see it.
Okay, so you do agree to an extent, certainly where it comes to the parade, that it's a little bit over the top. Not inclusive, I suppose, not inclusive of children. And it's actually an episode that we had of this podcast recently. But you still think that there is ample discrimination against the gay community. Maybe in law you're not discriminated against anymore, but certainly in public you are discriminated against.
Are you in a relationship, by the way?
I am indeed.
Do you hold her hand when you're walking down the street?
Not much anymore, to be honest, because we've noticed over the last while that it's more and more frequent that someone's going to pass comments or
really?
Get very close or hit off us or... Like, we were walking down O'Connell Street a few weeks ago holding hands, and two lads whistled at us and asked us for a kiss. Like it's just a bit.
Yeah, but that's not homophobia. That's just two dickheads being childish. And the reason I'm asking that is I was in Dunn's the other day with two of my girls doing shopping, and your eyes still pop out because you don't see it enough. You need to see it more, by the way. Anyway, there was two girls in the yogurt aisle of Dunn's, and they were holding hands while they were doing their shopping, and they were standing in front of me and my two girls, and this is a great story to finish up on, because the point is, neither of my girls, who are very observant, by the way, they're observant about everything, neither of them passed comment on two girls holding hands. Why is that? Because they've never been conditioned to think that it's wrong. They've been conditioned. To them, it's
two people holding hands.
Two people. No, I hate any couple holding hands. I won't hold my wife's hand in public. It causes terrible rows. Why won't you hold me hand? Why won't you hold me hand? But it's sad that, you know, that you, if you do want to hold your partner's hand, that you still can't do it. Like, Jesus Christ. I think it's a thing of like,
I kind of agree, like, public affection is not for me either, to be honest with you. But like, I was actually only having a conversation with my sister earlier about my niece is going into third class or fourth class next year, and they're talking about sex education. And my sister told the school that she doesn't want them to educate her about sex education because it's all about heterosexual sex and about not getting pregnant and stuff, not about like how to protect yourself from the dangers out there, and then about gay people as well. So, like, I am going back to Philip a little bit here with him saying, like, oh, it's indoctrination. Well, indoctrination is happening in school about heterosexual sex. So, like, what's the difference?
All right.
Would you sit down and have a drink with Phil on a night out?
Probably not, no.
It'd be a great conversation.
It'd be a fly in the wall.
The thing is, you're never going to change Phil's mind, and he's never going to change your mind.
That's exactly it. All right, Nicole, thanks very much indeed, and thank you to Brian, and thank you to all of you for taking part in this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture.com.